Hi, and welcome to the very first ever unofficial Veronica Mars Australian podcast. My name's Ness, and I'm a really big fan of Veronica Mars. I just can't get enough of it. Being a fan of the series, I realised there isn't a lot of stuff out there for Australian fans and viewers of the show, certainly not in the form of a podcast anyway. So I decided to start my own cast for you Australian fans of Veronica Mars. This is basically a podcast run by avid fans of the show, and we are in no way connected with the CW Network, UPN Network, Warner Brothers, Channel 10 Australia, Rob Thomas, or any other producers of Veronica Mars. I would now like to introduce to you my co-host, Ree.
Hi, VM fans. I'm Ree. I'm Nessie's friend, and I love Veronica Mars too. When she approached me about helping her with this podcast, I said yes. I mean, it's such a wonderful opportunity to help bump up the ratings for Veronica Mars. And, you could say recruit more supporters.
Yes, we're going to recruit you all over to the dark side.
Yeah, don't mind her. But as I was saying, it's also a great opportunity to give Aussie fans something that they can relate to. I mean, American podcasts and fan clubs are cool, but they're so far in front of us and we're so far behind that they give things away a lot of the time.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I reckon what makes Veronica Mars such a great show is its twists and turns, the mystery behind it all and everything. That's what makes it dramatic and intriguing and makes you want to come back for more. And if you already know the twists and the turns, then it just doesn't have the same kind of effect.
Yeah, so that's why we created this podcast.
So I guess we should tell you a little bit about ourselves. I'm just an ordinary girl. I live in Perth in Australia, which is probably far away from some of our listeners. Ree and I have been buds since she was 6 and I was 9, so we have a pretty long-lasting and strong friendship there. Some people I know Ree does would describe me as a little on the wacky side, but I guess that is what makes me me.
As you know, I'm Ree. I love graphic art. I live in Perth, WA. I've moved houses 5 times. My mum's from New Zealand, and I like to bodyboard. I live in a street where it's kind of like a drama show. People come and they go, and everyone knows everyone. I love to shop, and people say I'm weird.
Yeah. She is. She's really weird. I live in that street too, by the way. So yes, that's just a little bit about us. So let's talk Friday's episode. That was a good episode, I reckon. I just could not take my eyes off the screen towards the end there.
I agree. I can't wait to see what happens next week, eh?
It was called My Mother the Fiend, and it was aired on Channel 10, Friday the 14th of December at 10:30 p.m. Okay, first of all, the prom baby. I thought that was quite interesting, and I think it was also very important for Veronica to discover this piece of information about her mum and find out the truth and what really happened, because Veronica's had to deal with her mum being an alcoholic and abandoning her and her dad, having to deal with that absence of a mother, and then having to get on with her life. And I think that for Veronica, finding out that her mum wasn't always like she is now, that she did have some kindness in her, and hasn't always hurt others, I think was very crucial in Veronica overcoming the obstacle of her mum's absence and in accepting she's not going to come back.
And it was probably important for Trina as well to discover her real mum and dad, and especially to find out that they weren't billionaires.
I mean, if Trina's willing to be welcomed into her mother's life, I think it would be really good for her, as her adopted mother's dead and her adopted dad's stuck in a prison cell, so he should be. And I don't think they were really cut out to be good parents anyway. And I mean, just being around people that don't revolve around money, I just think would be really good for her. Anyway, wasn't Principal Clemens a clever weasel?
Yeah, I loved how he deliberately busted her, knowing she would find the file and hunt down the truth. When she did, Principal Moorhead, more like no head, would be known more.
That made me laugh, but I think I like him better than Principal Moorhead, probably because you're more familiar with Clemens, because you see him more in the episodes, whereas Principal Moorhead, there really hasn't been a lot of him, and the fact that this all happened because he wanted to be principal, I found was very sly, very neat, very smooth.
I think we should see more of him in the previous episodes, though. So we should know more about what's going on now.
Yeah, because then it would have more of an impact on the whole fact that he's, being fired from principal, I think. But it was still pretty good anyway. Now, Celeste Kane. Whoa, what a bitch.
Not so much of a whoa, more of a ho.
You got that on the OC, didn't you? Anyway.
Wow.
But Veronica's feisty, hey. Duncan, looked so alarmed, he didn't know what to do.
I don't think he did know what to do. I would hate to see a bitch fight with my boyfriend and my mum.
Like, right in front of you, that'd be, like, pretty bad. Anyway, I loved how on this episode with the mystery of the prom baby, the fact that they had, like, five different theories to how this could turn out, and that Veronica didn't really expect what happened to happen, I think most likely because she got so caught up in Celeste Kane and the idea that Celeste was the mother of the prom baby, she got blinded by her despair and hate for Celeste in a sense. And I think, just like the viewers, got quite a shock when the prom baby turned out to be Principal Moorhead's and the lunch lady's kid.
I think she got so caught up in her hatred for Celeste Kane that she wanted it to be her baby.
Yeah, so, like, then she could have dirt on her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she, like, really hates her. But I like how there were just so many possibilities of how this could possibly turn out. So I thought that was really good. Now, what I think really put the humour into this episode and kept the whole baby thing, I think, was electronic baby thing at Overs. Now, this was great. Fabulous comedy. Just how she really was not comfortable, or you might say cut out for it, was, I found, really hilarious. And some of the things she did with this baby doll was just so funny. I hope I'm not like that, because I have to have one of those next year. And Duncan was the complete opposite. He was so good with the baby.
Let's just say Veronica should stick to investigating and say no more.
Leave it at that. Okay, now the big shock of this episode that is one of the major twists in this season and is going to make me stay up till 10:30 next Friday just to see what happened, is what happened at the very end of the episode.
Yeah, the suspense is killing me.
So when Veronica went to the hospital to collect Abel Cruz's belongings, she decided to have a sneak peek into Meg's room, which some people may regard as a mistake. Anyway, when she got there, she noticed the two monitors when there should really only be one. Now, at first, I didn't understand this. I thought, what the frickin' hell is going on here?
Yeah, it was really confusing.
And then when she moved the table over, it all of a sudden became very clear. So she's pregnant, and obviously with Duncan's baby.
Well, it explains why Meg was so angry at Veronica before the bus crash.
And in, like, that moment when you see her stomach and all those cords are attached to the monitor, you see Veronica's face and it automatically kind of all comes together. All the little clues we keep on getting given throughout previous episodes, especially the letter Duncan found and that he didn't tell Veronica about, and the dreams about Meg he kept having because of this letter, and the big shock that he gets at the end of the last episode before this one, and we don't know what he's so shocked about. And it just ends at that. And also the fact that Meg's parents haven't wanted anything at all to do with Duncan or Veronica, and how they have seemed very angry at them, and it's unclear why. And also, I think that Duncan's mother had come to town for dinner just out of the blue. It all comes together, why all this happened, and we will find out hopefully next week Veronica's reaction to this, and what is going to happen with Duncan and Veronica's relationship, how this is going to affect it. But it was a big shock, massive shock, and I totally did not expect that to happen. What about you? Were you surprised?
No, I didn't expect it either. I thought the episode was pretty much over by that point. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh my god, are you serious? I think this will have a dramatic strain on Duncan and Veronica, and I don't think Veronica's going to let it go so easily. I think she's going to be really pissed off.
Because she's like that really kind of kick-ass chick, you know what I mean? And I'd also like to make note that in the last couple of seconds of the episode, how Meg opened her eyes, I think that must mean she's waking up or woken up, because sometimes that can happen. I've heard of that when people are in comas, like they open their eyes but they're not really conscious. I don't know, but I think it might be that Meg has woken up, but we'll find out. Okay, so that was this week's episode. Very exciting one, and we will both look forward to next week's episode. So, now for a bit of fun. Want to play a little game?
Oh, this will be interesting.
We're going to play a little game called Guess Who, using Veronica Mars characters, obviously. So, you want to go first?
Yep, okay, sure. I've got one.
Okay. I have one. Are they female?
Yes. Yes.
Clue.
She's dead.
Oh, well, that's very easy, Lily Kane.
How did you know?
Because she's dead.
Shut up.
Okay, my guy. Who can I do? Who can I do? Someone that's not dead. Okay, I got one.
Logan.
No.
Is it a guy?
Yes. Want a clue?
No. I think of. Is it Duncan?
No, it's not Duncan.
This is
Don't put your hand.
Give me a clue.
He's not in the show at the moment. He's kind of a contemporary leave. He's gone somewhere to sort himself out. You know, he's...
Oh, okay. He's in jail?
No.
Is he, well, darker skinned?
Yes.
He is. Oh, I know him.
He is Veronica's best friend.
I know that.
It starts with a W.
Woolwich.
Do you want to play another one or is it all?
That was boring.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that, peoples. Well, before we go, I would like to bring to everyone's attention that we do have a petition currently running to get Veronica Miles on an earlier time slot hosted at GoPetition, so please go sign that. We're currently getting our website up and running, and we will link it to there, but in the meantime, if you go to www.ozzyvmars.blogspot.com, the link will be on there. Or if you'd rather just go to www.gopetition.com.au and in the search bit type in Veronica Mars petition and it will come up, and it's called Give Veronica Mars Better Viewing Time. So please support them. Go sign it right now. Okay, so that's all for our first podcast, I think. Before we go, we would like to thank Justin Pannell, my friend that has been helping us with logos and things. So thank you, Justin. He has a little film company thing called Panel Films, so you can view some of his little films on YouTube, so maybe you might want to go check that out.
We would also like to thank Podsafe Music. Podsafe Music is a website dedicated to giving podcasters legal music to use on their podcasts. All songs are by artists which have given permission for us to use their music. So they are a terrific site supporting podcasters because they make the legal side of using copyrighted music. It's usually very hard, and they make it so much easier.
And don't forget to watch Veronica Mars Friday the 22nd of December on Channel 10 at 10:55 p.m. I know it's a little later this time, guys, but we still have to watch it, so don't miss it. Merry Christmas, everyone, and thank you for listening to our podcast, and please tune in next week.
Bye.
Bye.